Today, I'm diving into something most managers completely overlook: gratitude. Yeah, you heard me. Showing gratitude isn't just some fluffy feel-good nonsense. It's a game changer that can completely boost your team's morale and skyrocket project success. So, if you're tired of treating your team like robots and wondering why they're not delivering, this one is for you. Stick around. I'm about to talk gratitude and how it pays you back tenfold in results. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where we rip up the noise and get real about what drives success. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm getting into something that most managers are sometimes too blind to see: gratitude. Yeah, not some soft, feel-good nonsense. Real gratitude that kicks your team's morale into high gear and delivers results like nothing else. But here's the reality. You want your team to work hard and deliver? Start treating them like they matter. When you show your people you appreciate them, really appreciate them, it's like pouring fuel on the fire. Suddenly, they're more motivated, more loyal, and ready to knock it out of the park. This episode gets you the kind of project success that you've been chasing. And here's the truth. If you're not showing your team you value them, you're setting yourself up for failure. But when you treat your people right, when you show them real appreciation, it's like flipping a switch. Suddenly, they're all in, working harder, delivering faster, and pushing out better results. So if you're ready to stop being a thankless boss and start treating your team like the engine that drives your success, stick around. I'm about to show you how gratitude turns everything around and pays back big time. This story is fiction, as I do not want to reveal confidential information, but it is based on real-life activities and things I've encountered over the past 40 years. This time, the story centers on John, a seasoned manager in a bustling tech company who was tasked with Project Zenith, an ambitious initiative to develop an AI-driven healthcare platform. Now, this project had high stakes and even higher expectations. But John didn't start off on the right foot. In fact, his initial approach almost derailed the entire project. And yet, by embracing gratitude and mutual respect, he managed to turn things around in a way that not only saved the project, but also strengthened his team. Let's take a look at it. When he was assigned to the project, he was under tremendous pressure to deliver results. The project aimed to revolutionize healthcare by leveraging AI to provide real-time diagnostics, making healthcare more accessible and efficient. And the company's executives were excited, investors were watching closely, and expectations were sky high. He felt this pressure intensely, and he transferred that pressure straight to the team. So in the early days of Project Zenith, John's leadership style was rigid and demanding. He was quick to point out mistakes, slow to acknowledge effort, and laser-focused on the bottom line of delivering. John believed that driving his team hard was the only way to meet the ambitious goals, and he set extremely tight deadlines, pushed his team members to work late hours, and rarely showed any appreciation for their hard work. In meetings, he would skip over small wins and go straight to the problems, criticizing where they were falling short. At first, his team was hopeful that John's intense focus would drive results, but over time, morale plummeted. Team members began feeling undervalued and drained, and they saw the project as less of an exciting opportunity and more of a big burden. productivity dropped, deadlines were missed, and collaboration started to break down. And it didn't take long for John to realize his approach was backfiring. He was losing the team's motivation, and with it, the project's momentum. So, one day, after a very tough meeting where he criticized the team for yet another missed milestone, John noticed that no one made eye contact with him as they left the room. He always thought he was doing the right thing by pushing them hard for results, but now he was seeing the fallout firsthand. And in that quiet moment, John started to question his approach. So determined to understand where he'd gone wrong, John spent the next few days reflecting on his leadership style. He began reading articles on effective leadership, attending workshops, and even watching talks on team dynamics. And that's when he stumbled upon a concept that was foreign to him: gratitude-driven leadership. The idea was simple yet profound. Leaders who consistently show gratitude and respect foster a team that's more engaged, motivated, and willing to go the extra mile. John realized he had been so focused on outcomes that he'd neglected the people making those outcomes possible. He had taken his team's hard work for granted, expecting them to meet high standards without acknowledging their efforts or showing appreciation. And it dawned on him that if he wanted his team to give their best, he needed to change his approach entirely. John decided it was time to make amends and rebuild trust with the team. He started by calling a team meeting, but this time it wasn't to criticize or to set new deadlines. Instead, he opened up about his mistakes. He admitted that he had been too focused on the results and hadn't shown the team the appreciation they deserved. He shared his intention to change and invited them to hold him accountable. And this vulnerability surprised the team. They'd never seen John this way before, and it was the first time they felt he genuinely respected them as individuals and not just as workers. So from that day on, John introduced gratitude as a core value in his management style. So he made a commitment to celebrate achievements on a regular basis. Instead of waiting for a major milestone, he recognized even small victories. A piece of code that solved a complex problem, a new design mock-up that impressed everyone, or simply a team member going the extra mile to help a colleague. In meetings, he'd start by acknowledging these contributions and making sure that each person felt seen and valued. And then John began writing personal thank you notes to each team member. Every Friday, he'd send a short handwritten note or email to someone on the team, highlighting their specific contributions from the week. The notes weren't just generic, "Hey, thanks for your hard work." Instead, he would detail what he appreciated, whether it was Sarah's attention to detail or Mark's creativity and problem-solving. These small gestures went a long way in making his team feel valued and respected. He also started actively promoting a culture of mutual respect within the team. He encouraged team members to recognize each other's contributions during meetings and made sure everyone's ideas were heard. When team members had differing opinions, John fostered a constructive, solution-focused dialogue rather than letting the discussion turn competitive. By modeling respectful interactions, John showed his team that every voice mattered. John realized that respect wasn't just about words. It was also about actions. So to show that he respected his team's time, he became more conscious of work-life balance. He adjusted timelines to be more realistic and discouraged after-hours emails. This change allowed his team to recharge, knowing their manager respected them as a whole, not just as employees. As John's attitude shifted, so did the atmosphere around Project Zenith. What had once been a tense, disheartening environment became a place of support and collaboration. Team members who had been disengaged or frustrated now felt motivated to give their best. Productivity rose as team members felt empowered to contribute ideas without fear of criticism. When obstacles arose, they tackled them as a united front, rather than individuals trying to protect themselves. And as the weeks went on, the project began to gain momentum. The team worked together seamlessly, each member taking ownership of their role with a newfound energy. And they began hitting milestones on time. And the AI-driven healthcare platform started taking shape in ways that exceeded even John's original expectations. And customers loved the early prototypes, investors were impressed, and the executives took notice. But the real success was in the team itself. They weren't just delivering a product, they were building something they were proud of in an environment where they felt valued. John's emphasis on gratitude and respect hadn't just turned around a struggling project. It had created a team culture that could tackle any challenge. After John's initial realization that his strict top-down leadership style wasn't working, he went back to the drawing board. He knew he needed to build a culture of trust, motivation, and purpose. But achieving that would require consistent, intentional actions. So John came up with a structured plan that included several strategies, each carefully designed to address the challenges his team was facing. So let's take a look at those challenges and the strategies he came up with. The first strategy John focused on was individual recognition. He realized that each team member brought unique skills and insights to the project. But these contributions had often gone unnoticed. And so John decided to celebrate the individual strengths of his team members in a more personalized way. He implemented something he called skill spotlights. Each week, John would spotlight the team member, highlighting their specific contributions and strengths. But he didn't just do this in private emails. He made these spotlights public in team meetings, creating a culture of mutual respect and admiration. And when he recognized Sarah's skills in the user experience design or Mark's innovation to problem solving, the whole team saw that their unique talents were valued. This weekly practice became a powerful motivator as each team member felt seen and appreciated. But John didn't stop there. He extended this concept into the project's workflow itself. If a team member excelled in a particular area, he would invite them to mentor others or lead smaller initiatives within the project. By giving his team a chance to lead and share their expertise, he empowered them to contribute beyond the assigned roles, boosting both confidence and collaboration. The second strategy was creating shared ownership of the project's vision. He recognized that his team needed a strong sense of purpose and ownership to stay motivated. So he stopped dictating every detail and started involving them in the project's planning. He initiated what he called vision sessions, where he invited the team to co-create the project's goals, objectives, and even some of the design decisions. And during these sessions, team members were encouraged to share their ideas on how the AI-driven healthcare platform could serve users better, solve real-world problems, and stand out in the market. By actively listening to and incorporating their insights, John helped his team feel that Project Zenith wasn't just his vision. It was also their vision. To make this sense of ownership even stronger, he set up rotating roles for different aspects of the project. Each team member would take turns leading certain discussions, making final decisions on smaller issues, or coordinating key tasks. This structure gave everyone a direct stake in the project's success and reinforced that the work was critical to the overall mission. And the result was a team that was more motivated, dedicated, and ready to give their all. The third strategy that fueled John's success was fostering a feedback-rich environment. John wanted his team to feel comfortable sharing honest feedback, not just on the project, but on his leadership as well. Because he knew that he couldn't improve if he didn't know how his team felt. And so he set up weekly pulse check meetings where everyone could discuss challenges openly. Now, these pulse check meetings weren't just for checking on tasks. They were a space for everyone to give constructive feedback, address potential issues, and share what was working well. And John would often ask, "How can I make things easier for you?" or "What's something I could improve on to help you succeed?" At first, his team was hesitant, but over time, they began to open up. They saw that John was genuinely committed to improvement, and they appreciated his openness to feedback. John also used these pulse check meetings to address tension within the team. For example, if disagreements arose over the direction of a feature, he would encourage everyone to voice their perspectives and do it in a respectful way. He guided the discussions with empathy, helping his team see each other's viewpoints and work towards a collaborative solution. By modeling respectful communication, John built a culture where disagreements became productive discussions rather than a source of conflict. Another crucial element to John's approach was fostering work-life balance. Now, initially, John's intense focus on deadlines had led to a burnout, with team members sacrificing personal time for project demands. And he realized that to keep his team at their best, they needed balance and time to recharge. So to demonstrate his commitment to their well-being, he restructured the project timelines to be more realistic and sustainable. He introduced recharge days once a month, days when the team could step away from their screens, participate in a wellness activity, or work from home if they preferred a quieter environment. He also made it clear that after-hours communication was off-limits unless it was an emergency, respecting his team's personal time. And that change was transformative. His team members started coming to work with renewed energy, creative ideas, and higher morale. Productivity increased as they felt less pressured and more valued as whole individuals, not just as employees. By investing in their well-being, John was building a stronger, more resilient team that could sustain high performance over time. The final piece of John's strategy was to create a culture of gratitude that went beyond himself. He didn't want to be the only one showing appreciation. He wanted gratitude to be the core part of the team's daily interactions. And so, he introduced a system called Kudos Moments. At the end of every team meeting, he encouraged each team member to recognize somebody else's contribution. It could be a thank you for helping out on a task, acknowledging a creative idea, or simply showing appreciation for someone's positive attitude. Now, at first, it was a bit awkward. Most of the team wasn't used to this level of open acknowledgement. But as they practiced it, the team began to see the value in recognizing each other's efforts. And over time, these kudos moments became one of the team's favorite rituals. They fostered a sense of camaraderie and mutual respect that transformed the team dynamic. The gratitude they shared with each other reminded them of the bigger picture and strengthened their sense of unity. No longer were they just co-workers. They were a team that genuinely cared about each other's success. Through these strategies, individualized recognition, shared ownership, open feedback, work-life balance, and a culture of gratitude, John didn't just complete Project Zenith. He achieved something even more valuable. He built a team that was united, motivated, and fully invested in the project's success. Project Zenith became more than a groundbreaking healthcare platform. It became a testament to the power of leadership that values people first. The AI-driven healthcare platform went on to become a major success, garnering attention from investors, customers, and the tech world. But the real win was in the way John's team had transformed. They weren't just producing great work. They were thriving. pushing boundaries, and showing up every day with enthusiasm and dedication. By the end, John's team didn't just respect him as a leader. They were inspired by him. Now, John's story reminds us that successful leadership isn't just about meeting deadlines and hitting targets. Sometimes it's about taking a step back and remembering that people behind those goals are the ones who make the success possible. By practicing gratitude and showing genuine respect, John transformed his team, reignited their motivation, and led Project Zenith to success. So if you're a project manager or a team leader, take a moment to consider, are you truly appreciating the people on your team? Are you fostering an environment where everyone feels valued and respected? Sometimes a simple thank you can be the spark that drives incredible results. So to all you project managers and leaders out there, take a page from John's book. Remember that great leadership is about more than just managing tasks. It's about building a team culture where people feel valued, respected, and supported. Team members play a crucial role in the success of a project. Here are some key reasons why they are so important. Depending on the project, but usually technical projects often require a variety of skills, ranging from software development to project management. Different team members bring their unique experience, which collectively contributes to covering all necessary aspects of the project. A diverse team can also bring different perspectives that fuel innovation and creativity. This is essential in solving complex problems and finding effective solutions that might not be evident to individuals working alone. Teamwork allows for the division of labor, where tasks are divided according to each member's skills and strength. This not only speeds up the process, but also improves the quality of the output, as each task is handled by an expert in that area. Team members also support each other, providing motivation and encouragement through challenges. This emotional and professional support can be critical in overcoming obstacles and maintaining momentum throughout the project. When issues arise, having multiple team members involved can help in brainstorming solutions and deploying corrective measures more efficiently. And this collaborative problem-solving approach often leads to a more robust and sustainable outcomes. And teams create a system of accountability where members are responsible for their contributions. And this sense of responsibility ensures that each part of the project receives the necessary attention and completed to a high standard. So the collective effort of team members not only enhances the efficiency and quality of projects, but also fosters a collaborative and innovative environment necessary for tackling complex challenges. Valuing each team member is so critical. Now, I can hear you say, of course I value the team members. I thought I valued team members until I had a deep conversation with each member of the teams I work with and discovered I was not handling things properly. So forgive me, but the ideas I will cover here might insult you, and you may say they're so obvious. But you know, after 4 decades of working with teams, I can promise you that we all need to be reminded of these values. First, each team member is a valuable person. Yeah, I've encountered a few people over the years where we might be able to debate that statement, but 99.99% true. And this sounds so simple, elementary, and dumb. I can hear the moaning because everyone knows that. However, I've been on a number of teams where I didn't feel appreciated by management. And so one of the ways of making each team member feeling valued is to express gratitude. Because gratitude in business is highly important for a number of reasons. For employee morale, showing gratitude to employees for their hard work, dedication, and contribution significantly boosts morale. When employees feel appreciated, they're more likely to be motivated, engaged, and loyal. And grateful employees tend to have higher employee retention rates. When employees feel valued and appreciated, they are more likely to stay with the company rather than seeking opportunities elsewhere. And this reduces turnover costs, which are so high, and helps maintain institutional knowledge within the organization. Gratitude also fosters a positive work environment where employees feel acknowledged and supported. And this can lead to increased productivity as employees are motivated to perform at their best. And expressing gratitude towards clients, customers, and business partners helps build and maintain strong relationships. This can lead to repeat business, referrals, and partnerships that are mutually beneficial. And during challenging times, such as economic downturns or crises like the pandemic, expressing gratitude can help maintain trust and goodwill. It shows empathy and appreciation for the continued support of employees, customers, and stakeholders, which can be crucial for weathering difficult times. Grateful leaders are often perceived as more authentic and trustworthy. This can enhance their ability to inspire and influence others, fostering a positive organizational culture. And gratitude encourages collaboration and teamwork. When employees feel valued and appreciated, they are more likely to collaborate with colleagues, share ideas, and contribute to innovation within the organization. So gratitude in business is not just a nicety. It's a powerful tool for building strong relationships, fostering a positive work environment, and driving success. Leaders who cultivate a culture of gratitude within the organization can reap numerous benefits in terms of employee satisfaction, productivity, retention, and overall business performance. All right, folks, that's a wrap on today's electrifying episode, I hope it's electrifying, about the pivotal role of team members in pushing a project over the finish line. And remember, behind every successful project, there's a team that's probably had way too much coffee and not enough sleep, but they worked it out. So if today's episode made you amused or confused, or if you found yourself nodding along thinking, yep, that's my team, then don't just wander off. There's more goodies coming in future podcasts. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about this new world of getting projects done. And you can find the different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast, subscribe to my mailing list, find free documents I've created, news and information. I also welcome comments about the podcast episodes and subjects you'd like to see in future episodes. I don't have all the answers, and so I'm always happy to see your comments and information. We are all in this together. Thanks for listening to Ignoring the Rules podcast. I'm looking forward to get together next time.